Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to explain the sermon title a little bit. The title of the sermon today is, I am a Christian. A Christian. Sometimes if you mispronounce a word intentionally, it can help you to maybe understand the meaning of the word a little bit better. You know, we get so used to words, we forget the roots of them, what they actually mean. So sometimes it helps to mispronounce it. So, like, we're Trinity Lutheran Church. Well, why not we could pronounce it, we're Trinity Lutheran Church. Because that would help us, right? Tri, three persons, unity, one God. So, tri in unity, Trinity, three persons, one God. Or a while ago, this is what made me first start thinking about that, is I kept hearing somebody calling advertisements advertisements. And I, you know, some people pronounce it that way. He wasn't doing it, and he wasn't mispronouncing it. That's how he pronounced it. But it got me thinking that, oh, yeah, advertisements, what does that even mean? Oh, yes, they're supposed to advert our attention. It kind of makes sense, right? So I was listening to sermons on this gospel reading this week, and I heard a pastor say that we are all Christians. And I thought that was interesting. Never heard it pronounced that way. And of course, you all know why we're called Christian, because the word Christ is in there. But pronouncing it Christians even kind of helps a little more. You know what? We are of Christ. We are from Christ. We're like Martians. We're from Christ, just as a Martian is from Mars. We're like politicians or politicians. You know, people from politics. So we're Christians. We're from Christ. We live in Christ, and that is exactly what John the Baptist would try to get across to us in the gospel reading today. Everybody keeps asking him, who are you? Who are you? Who are you? And he keeps saying, people, I'm a Christian. I'm from Christ. That's what I'm here about. I'm here for him, to prepare the way for him. And they keep saying, no, no, no. Who are you? Are you the Messiah? Are you Elijah? Are you the prophet? We want to know, who are you? And John keeps saying, no, no, no. I'm from Christ. I'm a Christian. Now, he could have said a lot of things. He could have said, oh, you guys know me. Come on. I grew up just south of you there. You know, they're all from Jerusalem. He grew up in Hebron. Could have said, you know us. You know, we were rivals in high school, remember? Or he could have said, you know my dad. You know, he's a priest. He was served in the temple there. Remember, he's the guy that had the vision. Oh, yeah, we remember that guy, right? Or my mom's Elizabeth, you know. Or, you know, you're a friend. We went to school together, you know. He could have said things like this that they would have said, oh, yeah, okay, now we got you. But he wouldn't. He refused to. He absolutely was making a point not to justify himself at all, but just kept talking about Christ. That's what matters. And see, this is why this is so important to us. Because that question, who are you, is really a big one. It's one that people are asking you all the time. Maybe you don't care about it, but other people very much care about who you are. And in fact, there is a ton of money spent to try to figure out that question. Who are you? Because, of course, people want to know. Even if you don't care, there's a lot of businesses that care about who you are because they want to know how to make money off of you. It's a big deal. I found out just not that long ago, a few months ago, I applied for some different life insurance. And if any of you have done that, you know what a big deal that is. They're going to find out who I am. You better believe if they're going to insure my life, they're going to know who I am. So the first thing they're going to come do is take my blood, because they're going to figure out exactly who I am and what's in there. And then, of course, they're going to get all my medical records. I finally got the report back. I said, there's a lot of stuff I didn't even know. I didn't even remember. It's kind of crazy how much they knew about me. And that's how it works. There are all kinds of things like that where people want to know about you. Every time you get on the computer and you click the mouse, I was just reading about this the other day. Every time you click the mouse, somebody wants to know who you are. They're paying a lot of money to find out who you are. What are you clicking on? What are you interested in? What are you purchasing? People want to know, who are you? Your medical records, of course, that's always like this big mystery, right? We don't even have them. Somebody's got them. Out there, they know who we are. We don't even know half of it. The IRS, oh, they know who you are. They'll find you if you don't know. And everybody, you know, wants to know, especially this time of year, what you're buying. Oh, they all want to know who you are then. So yeah, a lot of it is, you know, I'm emphasizing the money stuff, but it's not always money stuff either. There's a lot of things. People just want to know who you are. You know, you apply to a college. That's not so much about money, but they're going to want to know everything about you, every little thing about who you are, right? This goes to tons of things. Are you a safe driver, unsafe driver? Have you had a lot of accidents or not? Are you prone to injury? What's your family's medical history? How much money do you make? What's your GPA? People want to know. Pretty soon, what happens then, we hear enough of this stuff, and we start thinking, that's actually who I am. We start thinking, oh, yeah, this is me. I'm type A person, type B person. You know, I'm a, you know, procrastinator, or, you know, I'm blood type, whatever. You know, we just start to think that this stuff actually tells us who we are. We just kind of do it unconsciously. Now, obviously, is that stuff important? Yeah, I mean, of course, your medical history is important, but does it really tell you who you are? Think about it this way. Are you just, to figure out who you are, should we just take the sum of all your purchases, all your illnesses, all your accidents, all the grades you ever got, and all your income, and we'll lump it all together, and that's who you are? Well, I hope we're a little more than that, right? John the Baptist says, no, no, no. Let's not define ourselves this way. No, he says otherwise. He says we are Christians. He says, when they keep asking him, who are you, who are you? Finally, he says, I'm a voice. I'm a voice preparing for somebody else. And if he's a voice, guess what that makes you and me? We're ears. That's what we are. That's the most important thing we are. In the whole entire world, the most important thing you are is an ear. Because it's through the ears that faith comes, right? That's what Paul says. Faith comes from hearing. First and foremost, you are one who has heard. You've heard something. Think about the creed. Think about your creed. It's not, I believe I'm a type A person. You know, I believe I'm prone to such and such illnesses. You don't define yourself that way. What's our creed? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ's only Son, and in the Holy Spirit. I believe what I've heard. I believe in the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who has saved me. And that's our doctrine for the day, the third article. This is absolutely so liberating and so wonderful. In the third article, Luther, when he gives, it's on the insert, he says, I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. That's who I am. I believe I'm nothing. That's what John the Baptist is saying. Look, quit asking me who I am. I'm nothing. I believe I'm nothing except that I'm everything because the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel and given me faith in Jesus Christ. In Christ, I'm something. I'm something wonderful. First and foremost is to know him. All right? If we're going to get this question, who are you, who are you, who are you? The first thing we're going to say is, I know Jesus. I know the Christ. He is my Savior. Because once we know him, then we can start to know ourselves really and truly. For instance, who are you? Okay? You are not a sum of all the things you do in this world. You're not a sum of what you buy, what you eat, you know, what kind of illnesses you get, this kinds of things. No, in Christ, who are you? You are God's child. Forever and ever, you are God's child. You are forgiven and loved by God in heaven. Okay, how much better way to define ourselves than by some things we do here? We are eternally loved and forgiven and called by God. That's who I am. And what are your plans? Oh man, you know, well, I'm going to go to school here. I'm going to apply here. I might get this degree. I'm going to try to get this job, move here. At this such and such time, I'm going to retire. That's my plans. Good luck with that, right? Maybe if everything goes the way you want, but probably not. How about what are your plans in Jesus? Well, that I can speak pretty well about. My plan in Jesus is to have eternal life and live with him forever. That's a pretty good plan, one I can count on. Who are you? What's your purpose in life? Oh, we get so bent up about this. What's my purpose? You know, like there's this one specific purpose I got to have and God's got for me and I got to find it in life. No, it's way too complicated. What's my purpose in Christ? To believe in Him, to love, show His love of Christ to others. That's my purpose. I know my purpose in Christ. And John the Baptist, he doesn't want us to miss this. He doesn't want us to get wrapped up in all those questions about people saying, who are you, who are you, who are you? And then we start to try to define ourselves and we get all self-conscious about who we are. Doesn't want you to miss this. So he says, this is toward the end of the reading, he says to them, among you stands one you don't know. You don't know him, but he's there. And I don't want you to miss him. He's the one you need to know, the Christ. See, they didn't see him. They were so caught up in the trappings of their own religion. This is the Pharisees, the Levites, the ones that were coming to question him. They were so caught up in their own religion, they didn't know Jesus. That's a big problem. So the reason that's important is because that's so easy to do at Christmas time. It's so easy at Christmas to not know that Jesus is among us. Because we get so wrapped up in all the trappings of it, all the purchasing, buying, decorating, all of it. You know, you've heard this 1,000 times, but it's so important. John says, among you stands one. Okay? We don't want to miss him. We want to know him. He is the Christ, our Savior. So this Christmas, remind yourself that you're a Christ-ian. This is who you are. You're from Christ, and among you is Jesus. Right? What does he promise? Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am. When your family gets together, when you come to church, two or three are gathered in the name of Jesus, Christ is there. You're a Christian. He's there with you. When we come up and receive the sacrament, he is here with us. Let's not miss him amidst all the other hubbub of Christmas. Wherever his word is read, wherever church is going on, there is Christ, the one that we want to know. So who are you? That's the question of the gospel reading. The most important thing, who is Jesus? He is the Christ, our Savior, and that makes us Christ-ians. And you might once in a while just mispronounce it so that you'll remember. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.